Thank you, Pastor. It's great to be here. And there is a portion, by the way, of my presentation that cannot go over the live stream, but I do want to greet those that are on the live stream, and thank you for joining us this morning. Go ahead and put my first slide up of the family, and just want to introduce you to our family. Actually, this is the other set of slides that I have. There we go. And so that's my family, and I'll introduce them to you individually. You can go ahead and move on to the next slide. This is our oldest son, Phil, and his wife, Katie, and our first and only grandson, Callan. And so Callan is 3 years old. He's teaching me how to be a grandpap, and it's a wonderful thing. I'd heard everybody talk about it, and now I'm finding out for myself. And Katie is works for emergency management for our county, and so she is also getting her master's degree in emergency management. She was supposed to have her graduation ceremony at the end of the month, but because Homeland Security is funding it right now, the funds are not there for the graduation, so we're hoping that it happens later in the year. And Phil works for Missouri State University in the alumni office, and they live across town from us, so we get to see Callan quite often, and of course, Phil and Katie, too. if you go on to the next slide, this is our son, Stephen. He's a pilot for American Airlines, and he was actually diverted into Greater Pitt. Day before yesterday, because of the high winds were in Columbus where he was supposed to go, and then he couldn't take off from Greater Pitt because the high winds had arrived there. I was actually down in Pittsburgh for a service last night, and they were having power outages down there because of it. Some of the traffic lights were out and so forth. But he's actually flying into State College today. So this afternoon after the service, I'll be traveling to see him over in State College and spend some time with him. That picture is slightly inaccurate, though. He only has three stripes on his shoulder in that picture. He was the first officer when it was taken, but he has now been promoted to captain. And so he is a captain for American Airlines, and he really enjoys his job. And if you move on to the next slide, that's our daughter, Hope. We adopted her in 2005, and she is a figure skater. She retired from competition last year, and when she did, the skating club took that picture to put on the webpage of all of her ribbons, all of her trophies, everything that she had accomplished over her 11-year career in competition. And I actually have a clip of her from the Christmas show, so go ahead and play that back. She's skating to "O Holy Night" by Faith Hill, and she loves to do the exhibitions even though she has retired from competition. She and one other girl are the highest ranked in the rink, and she is now a coach, actually. So she loves to skate. And you can go ahead and move on to the next slide. And that's my wife, Crystal. And she works for a nurse staffing agency in town. And she schedules nurses for temporary situations, like if somebody needs a day off or is sick or whatever. So they will have her schedule nurses in there. And she, of course, is holding Callan, and I'm with them there. So, and she is starting a business. She is sewing handbags now, and she is busily doing that. She has an event coming up. She's trying to build up inventory, and that becomes a problem because somebody sees a bag she makes on Facebook, and they want one too. So she has a hard time building up the inventory. But she enjoys doing that, and she's hoping to be able to do that full-time when God allows. And so if you go on to the next slide, that's our family. And together, we're your missionaries, and we use technology to reach our world for Jesus. And I'm going to explain to you a little bit of what that means. A part of my presentation is sensitive And so at that point, we will put a slide up for the live stream, but I'll continue to explain to you some of the things that God is doing. But for now, I can explain some of the things openly on the live stream. So if you move to the next slide, this is one of our oldest projects. I've probably talked about this each time I've been here. GlobalReach.org is an evangelism and discipleship website for Global University. And I should explain what exactly Global University is. Do you have a question? I grew up in Pittsburgh. And in Bellevue, and but we live right now in Springfield, Missouri. And by the way, it's great to be in Western Pennsylvania where people talk like me. Nobody can ever figure out my accent. So it's great to be here. And I do want to thank the church too, because you've been supporting us for 25 years, and this is probably the fourth or fifth time I've been here at the church, and so it's been great to see the church grow. But GlobalReach.org is our very first project we worked on. And Global University is a distance education school. We actually have six levels of learning. We have evangelism and discipleship. Evangelism is geared towards bringing people to Jesus. Discipleship is to help people grow in Christ. Then we have the Berean level, which we use to train pastors. In fact, one-third of the pastors across the United States have used Global University at one point or another for their training. And then, of course, we have the accredited degrees, the undergrad bachelor's degree, master's degree, and even a doctorate degree. So we're distance ed, and we're in 141 languages around the world, representing over 200 countries and territories. And so GlobalReach.org helps to reach into those places. It's up in 39 different languages. You can move to the next slide, please. And that's some of the 39 languages that we have. And so it represents about 10,000 Christian resources online in those various languages. At this point, we're going to have to go to the security on the live stream, but we'll be back. We'll be back for those that are online. Sermons, but I'd never heard a sermon that just put everything together in one sermon, and so I decided to put one together like that. At Global University, we had footage of some of the Roman armor. You can imagine that's what Paul was thinking of when he put together this passage in Ephesians 6. But starting at verse 10, I'm going to read this for you. You can open your Bibles or you can poke your devices and get there with me. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And you know, sometimes we face governments when we work overseas. Sometimes we face the families who may be opposing people coming to Jesus. We lost one translator one time, she translated one course for us, and then we never heard from her again. And what we suspect happened is that her family pressured her to go back to Buddhism. And so we have a partial project, but we never were able to complete it because we weren't able, the family pressured her to renounce her Christianity. So we face against all these spiritual forces. Sometimes it's against governments, sometimes it's against families, sometimes it's against the forces of darkness themselves. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And so I wanted to be able to pray the armor of God, and I do so almost every day as part of the beginning. There's nothing magical about it. God's not going to answer some great prayer because you did, or not answer prayer because you didn't. But it is a strategy for conducting spiritual warfare. And because spiritual warfare is important to support your missionaries overseas, I wanted to cover that this morning. If you move on to the next slide, there is some footage we have of Paul. When he was imprisoned in Rome, he had to have a Roman soldier in the room with him at all times. He was kind of under house arrest. He was permitted to have visitors. But I can imagine that when he was writing this particular passage, he was kind of looking over at that soldier and saying, this is a very good analogy. And so he had a great example. They actually were what they called legionnaires. They were Roman soldiers that would protect the emperor. They were the elite, and they had armor to reflect that. If you go on to the next slide, this is the belt that they would wear. And it would be like a tool belt. They could attach their sword to it. They could attach a dagger if they had a dagger instead. And it also would basically hold everything together for them. Even in modern times, we might have a belt like that. You sometimes see wrestlers do that, or if you have somebody who's a mover that moves refrigerators or different heavy pieces of equipment, and they'll have a very wide belt that gives them strength in their core. But I wanted to show, for example, how a belt works for me. You can go ahead and go on to the next slide. That should be a video. Oh, I left that video out. Okay. Or maybe it's the next slide. I have various different presentations. There we go. And so I'm looking at a piece of equipment, and I need to be able to see inside so I can pull the flashlight off my belt and see what's in there. And that way I have everything accessible to me. Of course, you can see I have my phone case on my belt, and I keep that handy at all times as well. You can move on to the next slide, which gives some of the importance of the belt of truth. It helps you to keep God's words handy on your belt of truth. That can be by reading the Bible or devotions. That should be part of your devotions and your war against the enemy. Memorizing scripture is also very handy for this. And the belt of truth, basically, just like a belt would strengthen us, the belt of truth also helps to strengthen the core of your spiritual being so that your Christian life is based on truth and not based on the lies of the enemy or lies that you may even tell yourself. So if you move on to the next slide, we're going to talk about the shield of faith. It's a very flexible piece of equipment. And the Romans had different shields. You can see some of the smaller shields that they would have there. If you move on to the next slide, they had a larger shield that they would also use, especially when they were trying to move upon a city, maybe a walled city. There would be people on the wall throwing spears down on them, and they would actually use a formation that would resemble a turtle. I think the next slide would show how that worked. I have my slides out of order here. I must apologize. Some of these slides would some of those shields. Actually, I am covering the wrong part. There we go. You found it for me. Thank you. And that's a formation. They used a Latin word that meant turtle. And it would be the turtle formation. And they would move up against the city. And actually, I think that's a beautiful picture of what the church should be like, helping to protect one another. If you see that they're not, maybe somebody's wavering in their faith, you come alongside them and you shield them with your own shield. And so that's a beautiful example of what the church should be as we move against the enemy. If you could move to the slides that concern the breastplate of righteousness. Since the slides are out of order, there we go. I think those other slides I had were supposed to be the breastplate, and they had various ones that would cover them. But this protects the core of our being. The enemy will do whatever he could to get to our vital organs, the portion of the heart of our soul. Of course, physically, that would be the heart, that would be the lungs, that would even be the stomach, the gut. And the enemy will do whatever he can to protect it. So the breastplate of righteousness, God's righteousness, protects us from the wiles of the enemy. And as Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart. And especially you need to guard against unforgiveness. Unforgiveness can get into your soul, and then it begins to affect every part of your Christian life. I've seen people who just say, I just can't bring myself to forgive this person. And you have to keep in mind that forgiveness does not let the other person off the hook. That's not why you do it. You're not letting the other person off the hook just because you forgave them. That may be an important part for them, but the important part for you is not to let that root of bitterness to grow in your life and affect your Christian life in various ways. So the breastplate of righteousness helps us to guard against that. And next we have the shoes of peace. If you could move to those slides. They were actually, for the Roman soldiers, more like sandals. And they would help them to navigate the spiritual, well, help us to navigate the spiritual landscape. It would help them to navigate difficult places. They would put spikes on the bottom, a lot like what football players may have today. But they also would put interesting spikes on there. I think the next slide has somebody. And no, that particular soldier was not spiritual. He was being mindful that he needed to put the enemy under his feet so that they would beg for mercy. And so they would do different things like that to kind of remind them of who they were as soldiers, that they were to advance against the enemy. And in the same way, we are advancing the gospel. And by following God's word, the gospel of peace, we are moving against the enemy in ways that we follow the guidance of God's word. We follow the guidance of the Spirit. And they give us confidence to navigate our day spiritually. And they are like the cleats that help us to stand in ground. If we can stay peace, be at peace with ourselves, peace with God, and have confidence, when the enemy comes against us, we won't be rattled. We won't have the confidence of God's word. And so the sandals of peace are very important to do that. Let's move on to the next slide. If you could find, let's see, where are we in the passage? The shield of faith, we've covered the shield of faith. The helmet of salvation is next. And so, well, I'll talk about the points of the shield of faith. And taking God at his word extinguishes the flaming arrows of doubt. We need to be strong in our faith with one another. That the testudo was the turtle formation that they did. And one thing to remember, and this is the most important thing about the shield of faith, to remember that God's faithfulness in the past will give us hope for the future. And God's faithfulness, you know, there's so many times when I'm on itineration, and sometimes you have good days on itineration, sometimes you don't have such good days. And I have to remind myself, God's been faithful in the past, and he'll be faithful in the future. And that gives hope to be able to move forward in the Christian walk, to be able to move forward in spiritual warfare. And let's go ahead and talk about the helmet of salvation. There are various, you can go to the slides, by the way, of the helmets. They had various helmets throughout the history of the Roman Empire. Some of them would have the ledges in the back, and that would keep the sword from coming down on the back of their neck. They also would have some covering the cheeks so that they could not bring the sword against the cheeks. But whatever form it took, I believe there's another one that you can show there as well. Or maybe that's the only one. Whatever form the helmet would take, it would protect their head. And the spiritual analogy here is that the enemy wants to try and get into our head. The enemy wants to discourage us. The enemy wants us to be lazy, perhaps, and not try to reach people for Jesus. But the helmet of salvation, the regeneration that comes from God, protects our head. It protects our thought life. It keeps out the distractions of the enemy and helps us to focus on God. The enemy simply cannot penetrate what Christ did for us on the cross. His blood covers everything. And if we think that we're not worthy because we sinned, we think we're not worthy to serve him, we need to sit in the forgiveness of Jesus and know that we can move forward. And finally, the helmet of salvation gives us hope that the best is yet to come, that we know the back of the book, we know that we win, and that gives us hope that the best is yet to come. Finally, we have the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. It goes on a belt of truth. Of course, that's probably one of the easiest analogies of this whole armor of God to follow. You can go ahead and show one of the swords that I have there. They had various swords. Some of them were more like daggers. And it's interesting to know that the sword of the Spirit hangs on the belt of truth. That's a very powerful concept, that the sword of the Spirit works through God's holy word. And that's, again, why it's important that we have God's word memorized. It's important that we look at God's word during our devotions. And it's important that we use it in our spiritual warfare against the enemy. And it's like a two-edged sword. And you know, that's more like a dagger that we have there. But there are various, I think there's another one of a soldier there standing with his sword on his belt. And he keeps it handy. You can see there on right on his right, he also has a spear in his hand, which also would represent the word of God. And so all this is very important. If you go back to the points of the sword of the Spirit, it goes on the belt of truth because it's available at all times for us there. And it's sharp enough to separate the lies that we tell ourselves, and it's sharp enough to be able to engage the enemy in some of the philosophies that we find in this world now. There are so many different philosophies now that people are using to try and separate themselves from God. But the sword of the Spirit is sharp enough to be able to separate the lies from the truth so that we can reach people for Jesus. If you go on to the next slide about the armor of God, as I've mentioned already, it's a tool for preparing for your day spiritually. It's a tool for praying for your missionaries. It's a tool for you to be able to live your life in front of those that you work. Excuse me while I get some more water. It's a tool. What it is not is a magical formula. There's nothing magical about praying this. I do pray it every day. I feel like it strengthens me for the work that I have before me as a missionary. It can be a very valuable part of your intercession for family, for others, and when you intercede for those that you want to reach for Jesus. It is not a substitute for conversation with God. Prayer is supposed to be a conversation, a two-way conversation, where you hear what he wants you to do, and of course you can pour out your soul to him when you need to. But praying the armor of God is not intended to be a substitute for conversation with God. It is just part of your entire conversation with God in your prayer time. And so I would just like to conclude by challenging you that when you have opportunity, you may not be able to do it every day like I do, but when you have opportunity, pray the armor of God. go to Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, and just go through it with God in your prayer time and in your times of intercession. I think you will find that you are much more able to pray for people that you want to serve. And so just to wrap up, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it very much. And